Hey everyone, and welcome back to the deep dive, where we take all your sources and kind of like distill them down to the good stuff.
Yeah, get rid of the fluff.
Exactly. The good stuff. And today, you know what we're diving into?
What's that?
California King mattresses.
Oh, nice.
Which is great, because, you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably looking for one.
Makes sense.
And thankfully, we have this awesome guide from Mattress Advisory.
Oh, cool.
That we're going to be breaking down today.
A little sleep concierge.
Yeah, it's like a sleep concierge.
Yeah.
And it goes through all the, you know, top rated mattresses and all the, you know, considerations you need to think about. But
before we go too far,
yeah,
make sure to check out the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
For links to exclusive discounts on all the mattresses that we talk about.
Exactly. Because you might find your dream mattress today.
Who knows?
And you could get a discount on it.
There you go.
All right, so the article highlights five top contenders for the, you know, best California King mattress.
Yep.
We've got the Helix Midnight Lux, which they crown the best overall.
Love it.
Then there's the Lisa Sapira Hybrid for the best hybrid experience.
Okay.
We've got the Bear Elite Hybrid for back pain sufferers.
Nice.
The Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux for those who sleep hot.
You know I'm one of those.
And finally, the Puffy Cloud, which is the memory foam superstar.
So they've got like every type of sleeper covered, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little something for everyone.
Yeah.
So let's start with this Helix Midnight Lux.
Okay.
The reigning champion. What makes this one so special?
Well, it's a hybrid.
Okay.
Which means it's got a nice plush pillow top. But then it's also got those individually wrapped coils.
Oh, nice.
So you get like the comfort and the support.
It's like having a cloud that supports your spine.
Exactly. And it's got zoned lumbar support too.
Oh, nice.
You get a little extra in the lower back.
And they were talking about this optional cooling cover upgrade.
Right.
Is that something worth considering?
Absolutely. Especially if you tend to sleep hot at all, the standard cover is already breathable.
Okay.
But the Glaciotex cooling cover.
That's a mouthful.
It is, but it really like kicks it up a notch.
Okay.
Think of it as like a built-in AC for your mattress.
Oh, wow. And you know what? I was looking on Reddit and one user was raving about how this mattress like totally eliminated their back pain.
Oh.
Like straight up gone.
That's impressive.
I know, right? It's like the holy grail of mattresses.
Right. You know, that targeted support and pressure relief.
Yeah.
Can really work wonders.
Makes a big difference.
Ah.
All right. So moving on, we have the Lisa Sapira Hybrid.
Okay.
What makes this one stand out?
This one's got like a really unique blend of premium foams, and then it's got those individually wrapped coils again.
Oh, so it's a hybrid too.
It is. So you get like that contouring hug from the foam.
Yeah.
But you also get that bounce and responsiveness from the coils.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. And this one's a really good all-rounder, I think.
I see.
Like side, back, stomach, you know, whatever you prefer.
Really caters to everyone.
It does, yeah.
And it has excellent motion isolation.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, a must if you sleep with a partner.
Definitely keeps you from being disturbed.
For sure.
You know, when they're moving around. And speaking of partners moving around, one Reddit user actually mentioned that it doesn't sleep hot.
Interesting.
So that's another good thing for couples.
You know, keeping cool.
Yeah. Stay cool, stay undisturbed.
All right, so now let's move on to the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Okay.
The back pain warrior.
Oh, yeah.
What's their secret weapon?
Well, this one really goes all out on the support.
Okay.
It's got like this 5-zone support coil system.
Wow.
It's like having custom support for every part of your body.
Oh, that's nice. It's like a built-in masseuse.
Pretty much. And then on top of that, it also has this copper-infused memory foam.
Ooh, fancy.
It helps regulate temperature.
Okay.
And it's also got antimicrobial properties.
Oh, wow. So it's like healthy too. Interesting. And the article was talking about this advanced cooling technology.
Yes.
Would you say this is a good option for hot sleepers?
Absolutely. It's got the hand-quilted PCM fabric cover.
Okay.
And there's an optional Cellient technology you can add on.
Wow.
And of course, there's that copper infusion we were talking about. So all that really helps regulate your temperature.
I'm noticing a theme here.
What's that?
A lot of these mattresses are really stepping up their cooling game.
Yeah, you're right. And it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, temperature really affects how well you sleep.
Oh, definitely. So it's smart of them to focus on that.
Absolutely. A cool, comfortable sleep environment.
Mm.
It's essential.
Yeah. And I saw this Reddit review where someone was like, it's been awesome. I don't have back or shoulder pain anymore.
That's amazing.
I know, right? That's like the dream.
It is wake up pain free.
Exactly. All right, so let's cool off
with
the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux.
Okay.
This one's all about staying cool.
Bring it on.
What makes it the champion of temperature regulation?
Well, this hybrid mattress is packed with cooling technology.
Okay.
We've got CopperFlex PCM, gel swirl memory foam.
Wow.
All designed to keep you comfortably cool.
Is it like sleeping on a bed of ice?
I'm not quite that extreme.
Okay, good.
But it does give you that cool feeling.
Yeah.
Without sacrificing comfort.
Good.
And then on top of that, it also comes in three different firmness levels.
Oh.
You've got soft, medium, and firm.
So it caters to a wider range of sleepers.
Exactly. Whether you're a side sleeper, back sleeper, stomach sleeper.
Yeah.
There's an Aura Lux for you.
That's great.
And of course, it's a top pick for hot sleepers.
Yeah.
Gut filler.
I saw this one Reddit user who was like, I would find it hard to believe that you would get anything more out of the ones that cost thousands of dollars more than this one.
Wow. High praise.
I know. So it sounds like great value for the price.
It does. Yeah. It seems like a winner for sure.
All right. Last but not least, we have the Puffy Cloud, the memory foam superstar.
All right. Let's hear it.
So what's so dreamy about this all foam option?
Well, it's got that classic memory foam feel, you know, that it's sinking in that contouring pressure relief. It's like being enveloped in a gentle hug.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
But doesn't memory foam sleep hot?
It can, but the Puffy Cloud,
okay,
they've addressed that. They got cooling cloud foam.
Okay.
And a cool touch quilted cloud cover.
Fancy.
Yeah, so those two things work together to promote airflow.
Okay.
And keep you nice and cool.
So they took the classic memory foam and gave it an upgrade.
Exactly, a little cooling upgrade.
I like it. And on Reddit, one user said, it's great for side and back sleepers.
Uh-huh.
It offers a nice balance of comfort and support.
Awesome.
So it sounds like a solid choice.
Yeah.
If you want that memory foam feel.
But you don't want to overheat.
Exactly. So we've explored 5 fantastic California King mattresses.
Yeah.
Each with their own unique features and benefits.
It's a good starting point.
It is. But choosing a mattress isn't just about picking a brand and model.
Oh, no.
You got to consider, you know, some key factors.
Right. It's all about how well you sleep.
Exactly. And thankfully, this mattress advisory article dives into those factors too.
Oh, perfect.
Are you ready to unpack those insights?
Let's do it. I think a deeper understanding of all of these factors will really help you make the best choice for your sleep.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're back.
Back in the mattress game.
In the mattress game, exactly. And now we're going to go beyond just like the names, you know?
Yeah.
And talk about like what really makes a mattress great.
Yeah, get into like the nitty gritty.
Exactly.
So let's start with support.
Okay.
Seems pretty important, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like the foundation of a good mattress. You know, it's all about keeping your spine aligned. Mm. So it's like that, you know, that gentle scaffolding that keeps your body from like sinking too far and throwing your spine out of whack.
So it's not just about comfort. It's like about long-term spinal health.
Exactly. And that's where firmness comes in.
Okay.
You know, it's that initial feeling when you lie down, like how soft or firm it feels.
Yeah. How do you find that sweet spot? You know,
it's a bit like Goldilocks.
Okay.
Not too soft, not too firm.
Just right.
Just right. Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, we usually categorize firmness on a scale of like 1 to 10.
Okay.
With 1 being the softest and 10 being like a concrete slab.
I hope no one's sleeping on a concrete slab.
Yeah. Not ideal, but, you know, most mattresses fall somewhere in between.
So how do you know what firmness level is right for you?
Well, it depends on a few things. You know, your weight, your sleeping position.
Okay.
And if you have any, like, back issues or anything like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So what about, you know, different sleeping positions? Right. Like, what generally works best for each one?
So side sleepers typically need a bit more cushioning around their shoulders and hips.
Okay.
So a softer to medium firm mattress is usually good.
Like giving your pressure points a hug.
Exactly, a gentle hug. And then for back sleepers,
mm-hmm.
a medium firm to firm mattress is usually best.
Okay.
It keeps that natural curve of the spine.
Yeah.
So you don't get that like sinking feeling in your lower back.
And what about stomach sleepers?
Stomach sleepers, they need a firmer mattress.
Okay.
To keep their hips from sinking too far.
Interesting.
You want those hips level with the rest of your body so you don't strain your lower back.
Makes sense. It's all about keeping the spine happy.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing personal preference plays a role too.
Oh, for sure. Some people just like a firmer or softer feel.
Yeah.
No matter what position they sleep in. And that's why those trial periods are so important.
Yeah, you got to try it before you buy it.
Exactly. You mentioned you were a side sleeper, right?
I am, yeah.
So, you know, you'll want to pay extra attention to pressure relief.
Okay.
Look for things like zone support. Or like contouring foams that can really cradle those pressure points.
Gotcha. So speaking of comfort, let's talk about breathability.
Okay.
Seems like a big deal, especially for hot sleepers.
Huge deal. It's all about airflow. Okay.
And keeping your temperature regulated throughout the night.
No one wants to wake up in a sweat.
Nobody wants to wake up in a sweat, exactly.
Right.
So a breathable mattress lets that air circulate.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't get all trapped and you don't overheat.
So, like, what are some of the materials or technologies that make a mattress more breathable?
Well, natural materials like latex and wool.
Okay.
Those are inherently breathable.
Yeah.
Because of their open cell structure.
So it's like the mattress can breathe.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Right. And then inner spring mattresses.
Right.
With the coils, you know, those spaces between the coils allow for air to flow through.
Okay.
But they don't always offer, like, the same comfort as some other materials.
So that's trade-offs.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got hybrids.
Okay.
Which often use breathable materials like latex or gel-infused foam along with those coil systems.
Best of both worlds.
Often, yeah. And then you can't forget about the cover.
Right.
The cover material plays a big role, too.
Look for things like cotton tencel or bamboo.
So it's like breathable pajamas for your mattress.
Exactly. Keeps everything nice and cool.
Temperature regulated.
Temperature regulated, yeah.
And speaking of temperature regulation, that's like a whole other topic, right?
It is. It goes hand in hand with breathability.
Yeah.
But it's more about those specific features that actively work to keep you cool.
So what are some of those cooling innovations?
Well, one of the big ones is gel-infused foam.
Okay.
So it's like you've got these little heat sinks embedded in the mattress.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it draws away that excess heat.
So how does that work?
Well, basically, they infuse the memory foam with gel beads or swirls.
Okay.
And the gel absorbs the heat and then dissipates it away from your body.
That's pretty cool. Literally.
Literally, yeah. And then you've got phase change material.
PCM.
PCM, yeah.
What is that?
So this material actually changes its physical state.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Like a transformer.
It is like a transformer for your mattress. So it goes from solid to liquid as it absorbs heat.
Okay.
And then back to solid as it releases it.
So it's like a built-in thermostat.
Exactly. It keeps you in that thermal comfort zone.
That's so high tech.
It is pretty cool. And then you've got more natural approaches.
Okay.
Like those breathable covers we talked about with cotton tinsel bamboo. Some mattresses even use wool.
Really?
Yeah, which is naturally temperature regulating and moisture wicking.
Wow. So many options.
I know, right? It's about finding what works best for you.
And you know what works for one person?
Right.
Might not work for another.
Exactly. Like a hot sleeper might need those more aggressive cooling technologies.
Yeah, like the gel infusions or PCM.
Right? Whereas someone who sleeps cool might be fine with just a breathable cover.
Makes sense. It's all about personalization.
It is personalize your sleep experience.
I like it. So we've covered breathability, temperature regulation.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, speaking of finding the perfect match, that's a great segue into the next part of our deep dive.
Ooh, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so we're back.
Back for round three.
Round three of our mattress deep dive.
That's right. We've talked about support, firmness, breathability, cooling.
It's a lot.
It is. But you know what? There's still more.
Oh, no.
I know, right? But these are like the finishing touches. The things that take a mattress from good to great.
All right. I'm all ears.
Okay. So let's talk about edge support.
Edge support. Okay.
You know that feeling when you sit on the edge of the bed and it just like collapses under you?
Oh, yeah. It's like you're going to slide right off.
Exactly. That's what good edge support prevents.
Makes sense.
It reinforces the perimeter of the mattress.
Okay.
So you don't get that collapsing feeling.
I see.
And it maximizes the usable sleep surface.
So it's especially important for like couples.
Oh, yeah. Especially with a California king.
Yeah. You want to use that whole space.
You don't want to feel like you're going to fall off.
It's like having guardrails on your mattress.
That's a good way to put it. And you know, it's also good for people who like to sit on the edge of the bed to get dressed.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to feel like you're going to topple over.
All right. So speaking of couples.
Yes.
Let's talk about motion isolation.
Okay.
Because no one wants to be woken up by their partner, you know, tossing and turning.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
So what exactly is motion isolation?
So it's the mattress's ability to, like, absorb movement.
Okay.
And prevent it from transferring across the surface.
So it's like those ripples just get absorbed before they reach you.
Exactly, like built-in shock absorbers.
I like that. So what type of mattresses are best at motion isolation?
Well, memory foam is a champion in this area.
Okay, makes sense.
It's really dense and conforming, so it just absorbs movement really well.
Gotcha.
But even with inner spring mattresses, some of them have individually pocketed coils.
Okay.
Which can really help minimize motion transfer.
So there's options out there.
There are options. Yeah.
For everyone.
For everyone.
All right, so we've talked about edge support, motion isolation.
Yep.
What else is there to consider?
Okay, well, this next one is near and dear to my heart.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Quality assurance.
Quality assurance. Okay.
You know those things that give you peace of mind that you're buying a good mattress?
Yeah, like it's built to last.
Exactly. And that there's a reputable brand behind it.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir. A mattress is a big investment.
It is.
So let's start with warranties.
Okay.
What should we be looking for?
Well, think of a warranty as like a safety net.
Okay.
You know, it gives you that reassurance that the manufacturer is standing behind their product.
Makes sense.
So look for a warranty that covers a reasonable duration.
Okay.
Ideally, at least 10 years.
Okay. So like 10 years is a good benchmark.
Yeah. It shows that they're confident in their product.
Okay. And what else should we be looking at with the warranty?
Well, you want to pay attention to what it actually covers.
Okay.
Some warranties only cover like manufacturing defects, while others might cover sagging or body impressions.
So read the fine print.
Definitely. And watch out for any red flags.
Like what?
Like warranties that have a ton of exclusions or limitations.
Okay.
For example, some warranties might be void if you don't use a specific type of foundation or mattress protector.
Oh, wow. So it can get tricky.
It can, yeah. So just make sure it's transparent and that it's actually offering real protection.
And speaking of trying things out before you commit.
Yes.
Trial period.
WAP, yes.
So important.
So important.
What should we be looking for there?
Well, first of all, you want a trial period that's long enough to really get a feel for the mattress, like at least 90 days.
Okay.
But some companies offer even longer.
That's great.
Yeah. You want enough time to like adjust to it and experience it through different seasons.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And then pay attention to the return policy. Yeah. Make sure it's easy and there aren't any crazy fees.
It's like a safety net for your sleep. So we've talked about edge support. Motion isolation warranties.
Trial periods.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
But important stuff.
Yeah. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Well, just remember, a good night's sleep is an investment in your well-being.
Yeah.
So take your time, do your research, and really think about what you need and what you like.
Great advice.
Don't get caught up in the hype.
Yeah.
Focus on those fundamentals. You know, support firmness.
Yeah.
Breathability, temperature regulation.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. And quality assurance.
And, of course, don't forget to check the show notes.
Oh, yes. The show notes.
For links to those exclusive discounts.
You might find your dream mattress.
You might. And save some money.
And save some money. There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on this mattress deep dive.
It's been fun.
It has. And we'll catch you in the next episode where we'll be exploring... Well, you'll just have to tune in to find out.
A little mystery.
Little mystery sweet dreams, everyone.